Up, everybody? It's your girl, Miss September from the Philly Joan Podcast. Make sure you tune in every week to check out me and my DJ Ricochet on all major platforms.
P-H-I-L-A, period.
Hello, 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 everybody. It's your girl. I am Miss September.
DJ Ricochet, the Untouchable Technician.
What's up, Rick?
What's poppin'?
Not much. How you doing on a snow day?
Man, the hell with the snow.
I'm over the snow.
You over it? I did 24 homes yesterday.
Money?
What you mean? I did it all for charity. We got this charity called Blow the Snow. Pause.
Yeah. Okay. And,
It's a charity for people who can't afford snow blowers.
Okay. All right. Well, if you say so. Happy Black History Month.
Happy Black History Month, my proud Black sister.
Period, my Black brother. Even though every day is Black History.
That's a fact. Every single day of our lives.
But at least we do get this recognition for this, 28 days? Sometimes 29.
Yeah, 28 days this year. We don't get no leap year.
Yeah, so, you know, we just going to jump into it. I got some Black History facts. I got some Philly news.
Oh, yeah, break it down.
So we going to hop into our Philly news. I want to do a little Black History appreciation. The fact that Philly does have the first African-American museum.
Oh, snap, for real?
At 7th. You've never been to the... I'm sure you've been to the museum.
Of course I have. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I've been told that this is the first museum that we have, the first African-American museum. So shout out to Philly on that.
Always putting on behind the scenes.
I'm not sure if it's open right now, but when it does, get your asses out and go to the Black History Museum.
Yeah, I gotta do better. I gotta actually go for purpose to learn more about Black history, because every time I go, it's just for a party. So niggerish.
Right. I've been to a party there too. I haven't been either, but I know my son did take a friend of his on a date there.
He got class. Okay.
Yeah. Shout out to him. You know, I kind of gave him a little bit of. Go to the Black, the Philly Black History Museum. So yeah, shout out to that. And I got some more Black history facts. I'm probably going to end on that note, but I just want to jump into some Philly news. Did you hear about what's going on with Ben Simmons? He supposedly flew out this chick that is an alleged transgender. I mean, did you or did you not hear about it? I mean, I'm just saying, what's going on? I'm trying to trust the process. And
all I know is that even with that headline, Dwight Howard is on his team, and Dwight Howard is known to mess with transgender.
Oh my God! So do you think that Dwight Howard is in his ear? You think he threw the oop? What you trying to say?
I don't know. It might have been Transgender Tuesdays. I don't know. He's like, yo, I want to take you to the spot. I don't know. Okay. That's not really my field of expertise.
Yeah,
nor do I judge.
Yeah, I would prefer our Sixers be in the headlines for something a little more positive. So we're just going to say that it's alleged.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't like the report. I don't make the news. I just report it. It's just something that just kept coming across my lap. But I'm hope Ben Simmons, come on, get your head in the game. And
Wrong choice of words.
Pause. Moving right along.
Huh?
What's going on with Uzi?
He's got
diamond.
Oh,
what's tea?
I don't know what's going on. Maybe is it the food? What is it? 24 million.
You spent $24 million to have a diamond put into your forehead, and it didn't even look like it was centered. Now, maybe it was just my...
He said the reason why it wasn't centered was because of the swelling, so it's a piercing.
Okay.
And the piercing itself was like a long bar, kind of like if you were to get your tongue pierced or something of that nature, or your nipples pierced for ladies or men if you into that kind of freaky shit. But what happens is when they do the original piercing, sometimes the bar can be a little longer because they know the skin is going to swell. So mm-hmm. once the skin subsides and everything goes back to normal, then they'll shorten the bar and then it'll be centered. So, okay. So right now it moves, but that's because of the swelling.
Okay. Okay. Either way, I just think it looks crazy. He looks like a Thanos
It looks like Vision. Yeah, the Vision. Yep.
Yeah, it's like I mean, to each his own. But I think you could have spent $24 million. It's a lot of things,
of course,
that you could have did. I'm sure you could have helped your family out more. I'm sure you could have donated to charity.
It's never enough. But at the same time, it's just like if he spent $24 million on that. He's not broke. Obviously, he's...
I mean, well, that wasn't ever a question. He said that he's been saving up for it, or mm-hmm. I guess...
He said he's been paying for it for about, like, 5-10 years.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I don't know, but I wonder what JT says. You know, he's been linked to JT. I wonder how she feels about that, because I don't know. I don't want no... My nigga coming home with no 24. If that's the case, put that on my finger. Like, why would you put that on your head? I mean, not that they're serious or anything like that, but I'm just trying to figure out why.
I'm pretty sure she probably was just like, is you really about to get that done? He was just like, yeah, like, I don't see what the problem is. She probably just rolled her eyes and was just like.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. But back to Black History Month. Oh, my God. We started off Black History Month with a bang. Shout out to Trey Songz. We talked about him last week. I know you probably don't want to report this, but there was an alleged sex tape that was leaked.
I'm gonna just stay quiet during this portion. Just let me know when we go to the next.
They're just basically saying that they're saying this for promo. I know he's been doing some things with OnlyFans and all that, and there was a sex tape leaked where allegedly he was getting fellatio by a female. And it came across my desk a couple times. I was able to watch it. You know, hey. Trey, if you listen, only thing I will say about it is go to the Naked Peach, get you some Nair, get you, come on. It's just entirely too, like, other than that, I'll give it a thumbs up. Shout out to Trey Songz. Do whatever it is you got to do to get your promo and whatever. And shout out to all the ladies that were sending me the video. Shout out to all the ladies that were in my inbox that were like, you know, going back and forth regarding, again, it's all alleged, but you know. All right. Okay. That's it. I'm done. We can move right along.
All right. We going to the next? All right. We good. What we talking about next?
Then we going to hop on to Jay-Z.
Big moves.
Yeah. He's out here. So what is he doing with this cannabis company?
So basically, he has a brand new cannabis company from California that he decided to attach himself to. And he's pretty much become the biggest. I think it's because he's a billionaire now.
Mm-hmm.
That because he's attached himself to it, they're saying it's the biggest. Everybody knows cannabis is super profitable. For those who don't know, it's like, it's kind of like real estate. I don't know if a lot of people know right now, but we're in a great transitional period for breaking generational curses as far as money is concerned. Like, there's absolutely no reason why you shouldn't be able to get on one of these money trains, whether it be cryptocurrency, real estate, cannabis, anything. Like, put your money into something, because this cannabis thing is a real, real big deal. So it's doing great. And Jay-Z is a part of it.
Of course. He's definitely a money man. And between him and his wife, they going to definitely make sure that they leave here and their kids and grandkids and great-grandkids are going to be super rich.
Speaking of his wife, did you... Did you get your Ivy Park, or what's the Icy? Is Icy Park now?
I didn't. I don't think Icy Park came out yet, but we're not going. I'm going to give my sis some time. I know she got a lot going on with the kids and everything, so with this quarantine. So, you know, I got
patience. Patience is a virtue. We got this. Yeah, we got this.
Y'all going to see me one day step on the scene or see my unboxing, but you know, until then. Did you hear about Ryan Coogler's deal with Disney?
Yes. So he's doing a spinoff. From Wakanda. From Wakanda, he's trying to turn it into is it a cartoon series or is it just a series?
Yeah.
Okay, nice. Yeah, I mean, I think that's great for Black youth, for kids, you know, who are growing up, could watch a, you know, a Black owned, Black produced,
Yeah, and then to see people that look like us on cartoons, because there's not too many of us.
Right.
You know, so that's definitely going to be good. That's something that our kids will be able to benefit from and say, wow, because, you know, like, again, and cartoons in our day, it was always one friend or one black token person on the cartoons. You know, it was never really.
I can't even think of a black cartoon besides the Proud Family, and that's not really our era.
Like the PJs, something like that. And again, that still really wasn't our era. We were still pretty much grown when they came out, but you know,
I had to like resonate with like Doug and Rocko's Modern Life and Rugrats and.
Yeah, and then right on Rugrats, we had what?
Susie
Carmichael. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like I said, it was always that one token black friend that they had to throw in there for a little razzle dazzle.
That's crazy. But
shout out to Ryan Coogler, and I do appreciate that. Again, like this is something my kids will be able to see, or my grandkids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're just gonna keep up with all this black excellence. Shout out to Issa Rae. Today is the 10th year of her Misadventures of Awkward Black Girl. Remember we just discussed that when it was her birthday last episode.
Mm-hmm.
So she celebrated 10 years from when she did her YouTube series, The Misadventures, and look where she's at now.
Time flying, you isn't know? It?
Yeah, so, you know, that's a shout out to her. Congrats on that. Again, I was always a fan from day one. I thought she was hilarious. I loved her YouTube series. So, you know, congratulations on your 10-year anniversary on that.
Yeah, it's all about consistency. Like, if
yeah,
a lot of people who, you know, even with this podcast, it's all about consistency. We just have to continue to put out the content.
Keep doing it, yep.
And everything will just work itself out.
Absolutely. And then on to Shonda Rhimes. Shout out to her. I'm not sure if we reported. I think I had it to report, but we never got a chance to report it. When Shonda Rhimes, ABC fumbled the bag, where it was a situation where she ended up leaving them and going to Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
So something happened where they gave her like Disney passes and she needed an extra one. And because of course, ABC is owned by Disney, or Disney's owns ABC's, ABC, whatever, mm-hmm. however that goes. She needed another pass for like her niece or her sister or her nanny or some member of her family. And she spoke to like one of the executives, the CEOs, and they were like, well, don't you get enough?
Crazy.
And at that point, you know, she just like, I'm going where I'm appreciated. She called her lawyers and, you know, and had them, you know, just dead everything, and she ended up leaving ABC and going to Netflix. And her first project on Netflix is called Bridgerton.
Mm-hmm.
I love, 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 love it.
I gotta check it out. What's it about?
Oh gosh. Okay. So I'm gonna try to sum it up so basically it's during the Regency era in England. And it's like 8 close knit siblings of the of a powerful family, like, mm-hmm. and it just basically just shows, you know, it just puts you in that era, and it shows like love and, you know, all that type of
stuff.
So,
yep.
Cool. I mean, it's really good. It's really, really good. I watched it 1.5 times because I actually started watching it again. There is a book on it called The Duke and I, Bridgerton.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't read like I used to, but the show was really, really good. And it was like 82 million streams or something.
That sounds about right. It's number one on Netflix. Every time I go on Netflix and I look, I was like, what is that? I just see black people dressed up like Beauty and the Beast. I was like,
well, not really. Well, I'm not going to say black people because there's only 2 black. Well, no, it's like 4 black characters, but.
Right. I mean, yeah, they got them on the cover art.
Yeah. Right.
That's why it drew me in. Speaking of Netflix, did you see the movie Peppermint?
I did see that movie.
Why is Method Man on the cover art? And he had like 4 lines.
He definitely did. Yeah, we discussed that.
Did we
bring that up? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was sitting there. I'm like, what the hell? Because I just happened to see it over the weekend.
Well, I mean, you know, that's all clickbait. They going to put. Though Jennifer Garner? Is that?
I don't know. I just feel so attacked. Because I fell right into their hands.
I mean, and that was me. Because I definitely put a post up on Facebook when I watched it. And I was like, okay, 15 minutes into the movie, WTF is Method Man. So, yeah, it kind of puts you in that mood where you're thinking you're going to watch a show where Method Man is going to be the lead character, or at least, you know, supporting Karen, and he was not. Speaking of Method Man, we're kind of going out of right.
Yeah, that's
but we're going to talk about the situation with him and Wendy Williams.
That's a great
segue. Right now, Wendy Williams debuted her biopic on Lifetime this weekend. Did you get a chance to watch it?
I'm not watching it.
Okay, well, I watched it. It was really good. You know, I'm a fan of Wendy. I love Wendy. I can't say she does no wrong in my eyes because she does a lot of wrong, but I mean, she's Wendy. And with that being said, you know, the movie was really good. She did a lot of press runs. I seen everywhere I turned, it was Wendy, 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 Wendy. So it was kind of one of those things where she turned her pleasure into profit. I mean, her pain into profit. So she basically told the story about how she was up and coming and, you know, the trials and tribulations she went through as far as, you know, when she was addicted to cocaine and her having miscarriages and, you know, her rise to stardom and then how she pretty much, I'm not going to say lost it all, but, you know, how her marriage crumbled and everything. And, you know, she kind of put some things out there while she was doing her press run. She didn't put it in the movie, but she did say it in one of her interviews that she slept with Method Man. And it was said that she had put it out there that Method Man's wife had cancer at the time when she allegedly had a rendezvous with him. So yeah, it was kind of one of those things where, like, I don't remember that happening because it was a long time ago, but the fact that that she would do that, so that makes people think, like, damn, maybe they did have something, because how does she know? Did you see the interview of Method Man when he was kind of like,
so over the course of the years, I remember that people were talking about Wendy. I think this was around the time when she started to get divorced from Kevin. And DJ Envy, who was a close friend of Method Man, was basically talking about how Method Man doesn't really bang with Wendy. He never really got into full details, but he was just talking about how she did talk about on her show about the fact that his wife had cancer and nobody knew. So that's why he wasn't banging with her.
Yeah, they said the family, nobody knew. Yeah. And it was something, it was like maybe, you know, he was pillow talking, maybe he was just caught up in a moment. But you tell Wendy Williams, of all people, at that point in time, you knew who Wendy Williams was. Like, it's like she has no loyalty to nobody. And that's why a lot of people really can't sympathize with what she's going through, because she's just always been that person who just has no cut cards and no, you know, like no sympathy for nobody. So, you know, she's very messy. But the movie was good. I don't know what the numbers were. I did watch her. She did come on today. She didn't air yesterday or Monday because of the weather, I guess. They showed reruns, but I did catch a little bit of it today. I didn't like hear like how many people watched or whatever. I didn't get a chance to really hear all that. But again, I did enjoy the movie. And I want to give a moment of silence and rest in peace to the icon Cicely Tyson. We lost one of our aunties, and I feel like, you ever have like a celebrity that you feel like, you know, that you was raised on, and you know, no matter how old they get, it's almost like, wow. You know, even when they pass, it's like, wow. And even though she passed at what? The tender age of 96, was it?
Yep, 96, yep.
And people are like, oh, she was 96. I mean, of course, yeah, she lived a great life. And she still looked good to the... I mean, you know, the good thing is that she lived her life. She left a huge impact on us. I was reading several articles from different celebrities that were like saying amazing things about her. Tyler Perry was one of them. Many other celebrities. Do you remember the first movie you've seen with Cicely Tyson? Can you remember what that first movie was?
One of my favorite movies, Hoodlum.
Okay.
With Lawrence Fishburne.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Yep.
Okay. And I'm going to say Bustin' Loose with Richard Pryor.
Okay.
That was a movie in the 80s. I remember watching it. She was like a school teacher, and Richard Pryor was a bus driver, and they like took like a field trip or something. And it's a good movie though. I remember my mom, it was like one of the movies that my mom and dad used to watch. And I just, you know, remember Cicely Tyson. She was so young and, you know, Black excellence. So, you know, rest in paradise, Queen Cicely Tyson. To you, your loved ones, and everybody that you've impacted in your 96 years. God bless. Now moving on to, and watch me with, watch me, Nae Nae. What's his name?
Convict is his name. That nigga going to jail. That's it.
What happened? Okay, so Silent Toe, the rapper, with what was the name of it? Was it called Whippin' Nae Nae? What was the name of the song?
It's called what the hell is it called? Let me look it up. Let me ask you my research DJ. Team. It's called Watch Me.
Watch me. Okay, right. I'm doing the thing. He says, okay. So he was charged with murdering his cousin. Mm-hmm. Was he said to be like, was he high or anything, or was it self-defense? Like, do we have any information on this?
So basically, Atlanta rapper Salento, born Ricky Lamar Hawk, best known for his hit song Watch Me, was arrested and charged with the murder on Monday in DeKalb County, Georgia, in connection with the shooting death of his 34-year-old cousin, Frederick Rooks. Rooks died on January 21st following the shooting, per a police statement, which didn't provide further details on the death or the arrest.
Okay, well, this is all alleged that he committed the murder, but, you know, I just hope this is, you know, it's like this is the curse of the childhood star. How old is he now? Did it say?
Mental illness is real.
Yeah, I mean, and if you see, he was like a one-hit wonder. He didn't have any other.
No, not anything that sticks. He's 22 years old.
Oh, he's only 22?
Well, actually 23. His birthday just passed January 22nd.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so I don't know, but damn, you throw your whole life away, and I'm sure that there's a crazy story behind this. I just hope it all works out in whatever favor, if he did it, didn't, I don't know, but that's crazy.
Bananas.
And, oh, you know what? LeBron versus Courtside Karen. What is your take on this?
First of all, nobody can do anything to LeBron. He's the GOAT. He's the best mm-hmm. athlete of all time. He's the best mm-hmm. basketball player of all time. I don't care what anybody says. I'm not going to say fuck Jordan, but he's better than Jordan. I don't care if Jordan got six rings, six finals, okay. MVPs. I don't care about none of that. Okay. LeBron is going to win his fifth ring this year and his fifth NBA MVP. I just want to let everybody know that.
Okay.
But
it has been talked about. There you go.
To continue the story with the courtside Karen. So basically, they were in Atlanta at a Hawks game, which the NBA is considering doing All-Star Weekend in Atlanta for one night only. So Atlanta's about to go up in March. They're about to go up. I think it's like the first week of March. They're doing it's not even going to be like an All-Star Weekend how they normally do. It's just going to be it's going to be one day where they do the game. They do this. It's just going to be crazy. So be prepared. If anybody's going to Atlanta,
Flights. Okay, go ahead. Sit your ass down. What you
say? I didn't even say nothing. Anyway, so with the courtside Karen situation, they were in Atlanta. There was a heckling fan who was talking about, I don't know, maybe because the team was losing, and that happens in sports. You get the fans,
and I'm sure LeBron is used to that.
Of course, like LeBron, that shit don't faze him. So anyway, it was just a conversation between him and LeBron. LeBron said something. I guess the guy's drunk ass wife didn't like it. So then she called him a fucking loser and all this other shit. So she was just like real belligerent. So,
and then they ejected her from the game. And then she wants to plead her case on social media.
Yeah, LeBron told the refs, and the refs was like, "Yeah, you got to go." So how it normally works, it's just like you have to maintain a certain type of etiquette when at these games, courtside.
Yeah.
Also, when you get courtside tickets, they give you a waiver basically stating if a ball hits you in the face, a player jumps on you, you get any type of injury, that's what comes with sitting courtside. Mm-hmm. Right. So with that being said, LeBron told the refs was just like, yeah, you know, we ain't trying to really deal with it. Out of all players, like, why would you go at the – just dumb. Anyway,
so she's 25 and her sugar daddy is like 60.
That sounds about right. It's just like when you're 20 years old, you got a loud mouth sometimes. You want to pop.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. She could tell she was drunk.
Yeah.
And she, you know, all the Botox in her, maybe she just lost her mind and just like, come on, sis. But again, white privilege, they tend to think that they are exempt and that they are, you know, that they can say and do whatever they want with no consequences. And there was one lesson learned that day.
Absolutely. So then the next day, she issued an apology and everything like that. But LeBron was pretty much saying, I mean, she lucky my wife wasn't there because, you know, Savannah don't play.
Right. I mean, even though she probably would have been in a whole totally different section where she probably couldn't get to her or whatever. But
it's Savannah. Savannah could be in the suite. She would make her way to see that woman before she exited the building. I'll tell you that. Savannah do not play about LeBron.
I mean, that's true. But, you know, again, it wasn't worth it. Like LeBron said, it wasn't even really that deep to him. You know, he said he didn't really feel like they should have gotten ejected. But of course, they, you know, should have gotten, you know, sit your ass down, shut up. She took a mask off. It was just like a lot of things that she, you know, so she did it to herself. And most likely, they probably told him that they were banned from future Hawks games. And that's probably why she wanted to issue that fake-ass apology and play the damsel in distress as if, you know, but you know how they do.
Yeah, she probably, it was probably a situation where the person she was with, it was just like, listen, like, this is causing a big media stir-up. I need an apology, or you and your companion cannot attend any future games. Like, you got to be real. You got to be real careful with that public stuff, because no matter, let's just say he with his side piece at the game, because it's just like 9 times out of 10, because there's no fans there. Really, the TV's on the game, so nobody's really going to know you there.
Yeah, they're not doing a kiss cam and all that or other stuff.
But then when you got a whole issue and then it becomes public and viral, that's bad press, period. So,
yeah, I mean, well, that was her husband. They are married, but still, they're married. Yeah, I actually went to her social media page and everything, so that is her husband.
And that's still their. She 25 and he's 60.
He's 25 and he's 60. Yep. Yeah. So, you know,
that's a little wild.
I mean, and she was mad because people were calling her a gold digger, and you know, but yeah, of course. Like, what else? And you could tell.
I think this is a nice little segue. What's the oldest woman? I'm not woman. What's the oldest man you've ever dated? Like, what's your cutoff?
I don't. Well, I'm 40 now, but
40 where? Where you 40 at?
When I was younger, I mean, I was known to date older men, but I wouldn't date no one that was like maybe 10, 12 years older. I didn't go that old because I just feel like after a certain, like, we don't really have too much in common. Mm-hmm. And I don't care how much money you got, what you can offer. I'm just not into old men. And I was told by my mom that old men give you worms. So that was, I never really dated nobody. So I can't, I mean, to each his own, I'm not going to say what's the cutoff for somebody else, but I think 25 to 60, I think that's pretty wild.
Yeah,
that's
35 years old.
I don't want to date someone that could be my child's age if it were vice versa, or I wouldn't want to date someone that was my father's age, you know. So I've never dated someone that was that much older than me where they were twice my age.
What do you feel about Beyonce and Jay-Z? I think they're like 13 years difference.
Well, that's really not that bad. I mean, because they were still younger at the time. She was young, you know, whatever age he was, it wasn't that big. It wasn't that bad. 13 years, I don't think it's not, and especially we're talking about celebrities and Jay-Z, he's not the average 50-year-old either.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I probably wouldn't have a problem if I was Jay-Z's age. I mean, if I was Beyonce. When Beyonce is a year younger than me in her Hollywood years. But to date 51, you know, 1, 2, 3, I don't think it would be. And I mean, again, it just depends on the connection we have and whatever. But again, he's still not old enough to be her father. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, unless he had her at 12 or 13. But I mean, of course, that happens. But it's just not the normal, you know. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, what's the youngest you would date?
I think my cutoff is 10 years backwards and forwards. So being 35, I think I wouldn't do no younger than 25. And even 25, you got to be like man mature at 25.
Right. Right.
But and then I could do up to 45, but then I'm just particular, period. But
yeah, I mean, it really just depends, because again, like you said, it's all about maturity and all of that too, because you can date some men that are a certain age that are immature, and then the younger you get, they're just as immature. And as far as women too, like I feel that most women date older because they want a more mature guy or someone that's more on their level. And then I feel that most men date younger because they can kind of control the female or, you know, it's kind of like, well, I ain't got to, you know, I not that they don't have to step their game up, but it's like we're older women, you know, we're kind of established. We know what we want. We've been through all the growing pains and everything. So you got to have your shit together. So it's like with a young girl, they can kind of mold them and, you know, pretty much just kind of have them be exactly what they want. So it's like, it's kind of, it just depends. It depends on what you like, what your connection is. And I always say to each his own, I don't like to judge nobody else's relationships.
Right. That's a whole segment in itself, like age difference. It is.
Yeah. Maybe we can really get into that one day and and hop into that. But yeah, what we were just talking about last episode about all of the challenges, and then here comes the silhouette challenge, right?
Oh, man.
And so we had Chloe and Holly, and she did the silhouette challenge, and then she did like a few other lives, and she just was like sexy. Now it appears that her sister is like overseas on a Disney contract.
Yeah, doing she's in London doing a Little Mermaid.
Doing the Little Mermaid, so it's kind of like they had to kind of separate themselves, and it's like they grew up and they had this pretty cute girl image with, you know, they had their locks, they had their cute faces, and as they start getting older and growing into women, you know, this opportunity, once they started to separate each other, it's like they got separate social medias and they started to get their own independence. And then it looks like Chloe wanted to, you know, like she may have gotten her confidence where she wanted to be a little more sexy and show a little more. And she's a curvier sister. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it to me, it was like, you know, I feel like they started slut shaming her and calling her names and making her feel bad. And did you see where she, like, you know, they were really heckling her. Did you get a chance to catch that?
So I didn't catch the comments, but I noticed that, I was on Clubhouse, and then they were talking about how they made Chloe cry. So I went to go look it up, and I saw the snippet of it, and she was just saying that how she never really saw herself as being a sexual being. And she was just more so just, you know, trying to find, like, being in a place of peace and having fun with it and just doing things like that. And I just found it very ironic how, you know, women, period, just women in general, not necessarily Black women, always have a tendency to want to be protected and be in positions of, you know, always saying how men should, you know, be more supportive of women and things of that nature. But then at this moment, you had women tearing her down.
Right. And it's like, again, she was always had that little girl image.
Right.
Now she's grown. I'm not sure how old she is, but I know she's in her 20s.
I think she's 22.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, in 22, that's when you start to find your sexy and you start to notice your curves. And I mean, of course, she, not to say that she hasn't noticed them earlier, but again, you know, maybe now she's starting to feel like, okay, well, I have to, not that I have to show some ass to get attention, because she's a superstar celebrity. She has a beautiful voice, a beautiful body. She's a Black woman. She should feel comfortable in her own skin. And because she wasn't, people don't know what you go through as a female, as a Black woman, always feeling like you have to dumb yourself down or you have to be mindful of what everyone is going to think or feel or whatever. And it's like me as a young, when I was younger, I felt like that too, because I was always the more curvier friend of all of my girlfriends. You know, I was built like a grown woman at the tender age of 12 and 13, and you know, and I hated the looks from men, and you know, I couldn't wear bikinis because you know it to me, as I got older, I started feeling, well, damn, I'm sexy. And then now that I'm older, having three children, it's not like I'm kind of like throwing it out there, but I mean, I feel good to put on a bathing suit or to put on a dress, to put some heels on and lipstick and get my hair done and just, you know, feel good about myself. And I don't care about what nobody else think or what nobody else says. So it was like, I think that they were a little too hard on Chloe, and I'm glad that she was able to you know, to overcome that, hopefully, because it's after she cried, she did issue a statement, basically. And they said that she posted something else and she was clothed. But, you know, it's like they knocked her down. She got back up. So I just hope that she doesn't let that, you know, solidify who she is or make her feel that she has to dump herself down for nobody, because you are beautiful, baby. Don't ever let nobody make you feel that you have to keep yourself covered or you have to, you know. And I don't feel as though what she did was wrong. Okay, yeah, she had on a pair of panties walking around.
Bro, she didn't do nothing. She just minded her damn business. If you don't like it, get the fuck off her page. Like, it's not hard.
And these are the same women and men that, these are the same women and men that, you know, these social media influencers and models and Instagram models, and when they're half naked and they're the first ones liking and commenting and, you know, and uplifting, it's like, why can't this, you know, it, maybe she felt like this was her time to unleash, you know, being in the shadow of her sister and feeling like, okay, we were a duo. Now it was just me. Okay, now I don't have to feel that I'm bringing her down, or, you know, she's there and I'm here. I don't have a Disney contract. I can be me. I can be a little more sexy. I can be a little more racy. If I feel comfortable with doing the silhouette challenge and turning the lights out and whatever in my bedroom, that's my business.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the silhouette challenge, ladies, I want you to be very, very careful. Because people are removing the filters.
Oh my goodness.
From these challenges.
How thirsty is that? People, how fucking thirsty? Like,
people
who
are in a house with nothing to do. Somebody who don't get no ass. Yeah.
Y'all too fucking horny. Like, let the challenges continue to be. It's fun.
Right.
It's fun. Like, come on now. Like, again, did you see Common and
Yeah,
he had his shoe there.
That was really racy. I was just like, Tiffany Haddish for me is a little just not my type. So I was just like,
right. So it was like right. And it's so funny because I seen somebody tweet that Tiffany Haddish has the sex appeal of a screwdriver, and I lost it. But I think that was really, you know, not to say that niggas gonna be checking for Tiffany Haddish, but it was like, okay, I mean, you know, to each his own.
Yeah, but I mean, she might have a beautiful soul.
Hey, I mean, who, you know, whatever.
It's not all about the looks.
Y'all be careful when y'all out there doing these challenges, yes, especially please. With that, because that's just crazy. I mean, you have to really, like, I mean, come on.
I'm telling you, boredom, like, it's really people out here who just try to find a way to get around certain things. And at the same time, nobody's, like, there's no reason for you to actually do the challenge naked. You don't have to do that.
Yeah, you could have on.
Yeah, you could have. Or you could just have on clothes, period. It just takes the silhouette of your body. If you just do a tight suit or whatever, mm-hmm. it'll get that. Like, it doesn't have to be that. Just be very careful.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you don't care and intend to do it, and then you have to, you know, so, I mean, and the funny thing is, like, for me, I was kind
of... You got to do one of these challenges, man. At least one.
I mean, I don't even be having the patience for that kind of...
Come on, like, just one.
I don't have the patience. Like, I don't. I really don't.
All right,
what's funny is, listen, I'm going to say, speaking of the silhouette challenge, I was seeing that men was doing the silhouette challenge. And I was just like, what? Like, I mean, women can't have anything. But I was saying that
until
Lawrence H. Robinson. Oh, my God. He did the motherfucking silhouette challenge.
Who the fuck is that?
He's an actor, chocolate guy.
You talking about dicks again?
I'm not talking about dicks. I'm just saying that he did the silhouette challenge, and at first I was opposed to men doing it, and then he did it in a towel, and it was I seen something jumping
I'm over it. Next topic.
Yeah, so, you know, Lawrence, if you're listening, he had 5 million views, and I think that they took it down because I guess he was just making too much noise.
Good job. Good job, TikTok. Good job.
But, I need some water. Okay, so we got some new music coming out. Yeah, speaking of, like, did you see I reposted Cardi that she, ladies, if y'all looking for Lawrence Robinson, his Instagram is Lawrence H. Robinson.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
And that's his name on TikTok too, okay?
Wow.
Okay, so Cardi B, she's coming out with an album. Well, a single. Is it an album, single? Like, I know she, new music on Friday. I'm going to just say that.
Okay.
I'm discombobulated now. But yeah, she's coming out with new music on Friday. Up. It should be coming out on Friday. And I hear, is Nipsey coming out with something on Friday?
Yeah, Nipsey's coming out with a visual album. Pretty much.
Nice.
A team put together some graphics for, you know, some music that wasn't released. So that's pretty dope.
Wow. Okay. So look forward to that, guys, on Friday. And before we wrap this thing up, I got something new that I want to I want to introduce to the show. And this is called the Dickhead of the Day. Okay.
Jesus.
And the Dickhead of the Day goes to 20-year-old Emmanuel Jackson. Okay. So Emmanuel Jackson was a participant at the Capitol riot. Okay. And by the name, you should already know that he's Black. Okay. So he participated in the riots and was denied bail. And of course, they let all the white people out, but his Black ass is still in jail. I don't feel sorry for the motherfucker at all. Okay? So, you ain't getting no JPEG. I'm not writing you. I'm not sending you no kite. I'm not sending you no commissary. You get no fucking ramen noodles. You lucky that you're getting this motherfucking recognition right here, okay? But the Dickhead of the Day goes to you. And you know, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. You know?
That's true. I mean, he gets what he deserves. I don't know why he thought that if he out there with his white counterparts, somehow when they got picked up by the police, he would be treated as everyone else.
Exactly. So, you know.
Sit your ass in jail and wait for Sleepy Joe to figure out what he want to do with you.
Yeah,
we still ain't get that damn stimulus, man. What is going on?
Listen, still ain't get that stimulus. Whatever. It is what it is. It is what it is. So we don't got no letter today, but I did want to do, you know, a little Black history fact.
I would love that. Break that down.
And I mean, it's not that deep. It's a little light, but it's definitely I want to give a huge shout out, and we're going to say the Black History Fact today goes to Berry Gordy. Oh, now, for those of you who don't know Berry Gordy, he borrowed $800 from his family members, okay? Mm-hmm. And he started a record label. Do you know what the name of the record label is?
You asking me or you asking them?
I'm asking you. I mean, ain't nobody else going to answer me but you.
Of course I know what it is. Go ahead, tell the people.
Motown. So, what happened was he borrowed $800 from his family members and started a record label, which became Motown. And he launched it in January 12th of 1959. Now, I can't even get $50 from my family members, let alone $800. $800 is a lot of money back then.
Mm-hmm. Mind you, Like you said, he did it in 1959. So he was 30 when he did this. Started mm-hmm. his own record label at 30 in mm-hmm. the 50s.
Right. And he's now 91 years old.
Yes, he is.
He's now 91 years old. He has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Like, he has a lot of children. So he's done a lot of movies. He's mm-hmm. done a lot of, you know, records. He's brought a lot of celebrities.
For those who don't know who he's responsible for, his associated acts include the Jackson 5, mm-hmm. the Corporation, Diana Ross and the Supremes, Smokey mm-hmm. Robinson, the Temptations, mm-hmm. Stevie mm-hmm. Wonder, mm-hmm. the Miracles, Marvin Gaye, and Jackie Wilson.
Period. That's so crazy, you know, dog. That's a little Black history fact. So could you imagine how pretty he's sitting right now?
At 91 years old, I think it's more so just he's just trying to make sure that he continues his legacy through his children. And I don't even know if Motown is still around. They might be.
I'm not too sure. Don't quote me on that. But I will say that he is responsible for one of my favorites, The Last Dragon.
Okay, yeah. So they're under distributors is Capitol Music Group, EMI Records, okay. and Universal Music Group. So.
Okay. So shout out to Berry Gordy, and that is your Black History Fact for the day.
That's dope.
So, you know, thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you guys. I just want to go ahead and give a shout out to The Case Closed. This show has been sponsored, hold on 1 second, by The Case Closet. I'm sorry. The Case Closet. And follow them on Instagram. So it's the.casecloset. Okay. They're doing sweetheart baskets. And if you go to their page on Instagram, they're $25. It includes an iPhone case, AirPod case, a Valentine's Day card, 3 love quotes, a candy jar, and a balloon. That's a cute little gift for like your daughter, or you know, like a, you know, like it's not too expensive. It's $25.
That's nice. That's a good deal.
Yeah, it really is. You get a lot of stuff for $25. You really cannot beat that. So that's a steal. So head on over to The Case Closet. Tell them that Philly Joan Podcast sent you. Fact. And look at, they have really good phone cases and AirPod cases and stuff. You know, the stuff that the kids like and the adults like too. Yeah, so delivery and shipping only. Shout out to Marjay, which is my goddaughter. This is her business. And she's also a college student. So Black owned. Okay.
Let's go.
Make sure you head over to The Case Closet, and I'll be posting and reposting all throughout the month as well. And like I said, head on over to The Period Case Closet and tell them that the Philly Joan Podcast sent you.
Yeah, y'all. Like Miss September said, make sure you guys follow the page, Philly Joan Podcast. Also, make sure you comment, like, post, subscribe. All that good stuff. We are streaming everywhere. We are available on iHeartRadio. And make sure, you know, you just continue to share with friends. We are nothing without you guys. We appreciate you guys. I want to give a special shout out to my homegirl, Tosh. She's part of Travel Goddess International. TravelGoddessintl on Instagram. Right now, they're running a special Cancun, 5 days, 4 nights, $600 a person.
She be having some good deals up there.
And she got Miami, 4 days, 3 nights, $168.
Wow. Oh, that's good. What's the dates on that? Well, head on over to her page. Y'all find all
April, that. April 3rd to April 6th, you depart from Philadelphia. It includes flight and hotel for $168 a person.
Okay, there we go. So
absolutely banana. Shout out to Taj from Travel Goddess International. And yeah, we appreciate you guys, man. We see you guys next week.
Hey, what's good up, night, everybody? It's your girl, Miss September from the Philly Joan Podcast. Make sure you tune in every week to check out me and my DJ Ricochet on all major platforms.
THILA period.